Thank you for calling XPO. This is Sonia. How can I help you?
Hi, Sonia. This is actually Agent Cheslin from Geek Squad Primary Services, and I'm just calling in behalf of my customer under John Green, because he actually said that he got an installation for his dishwasher just today, and now he's having issues with it. He cannot use it because it was leaking.
All right. I'll be glad to help with that. Do you have the order number, external order number?
Yeah, I have Are you referring to the work order number?
The one that starts with 07.
Let me go ahead and try to check. I don't actually have that work order number.
I don't have the order number.
I only have the order number and also the retail number.
Let's see. Some orders, I think. Let's try the SMS number.
Okay. So that would be 685. 858, and then 76.
Okay, let's see if that gives it to us. Yep, all right. And you said John Green, and could you verify that address, please?
It's in, based in here, it's a 3 Annette Court in Plainview, New York, 11803.
All right, thanks so much for verifying that. And you said your name was Jasmine, correct?
Jocelyn,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right. And you stated that the customer's dishwasher is leaking?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they say where it was leaking?
He actually mentioned about the hose.
And is it the hose from the unit or the wall?
Well, he didn't actually tell me that one, but if you'd like, I can actually connect him over so that we can have a three-way conversation. Would you like me to do that?
No, ma'am. I just have to notate it because with it being a leakage, I'm just going to create a service call. It's just going to take a moment. That's all. I just needed it for the notes.
Okay. So you wanted to know if that hose is inside or what is it again?
Is it leaking from the hose from the wall or from the hose to the unit?
I see. Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and ask it from him. So is it okay if I'll place your first on hold, or do you happen to have additional questions for me to relate to him also?
No, ma'am, that will be the only question, and what I'm going to do is go ahead and get his service call started, get that order created while you're doing that for me.
Okay.
Because at this point, that's what I will have to do is create a service call.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll go ahead and ask it from him, and then I'll just get back to you, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, hang on.
Thank you.
Hello, agent, still there?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Yeah, hi, thank you so much for patiently waiting, and I'm really sorry for the long hold. So as I've asked from my customer, thank you, he actually said that it's underneath the sink to the unit.
Okay, underneath the sink. Okay, and I'm just about done with putting in his information on the service call. It is a lot of copy and pasting, so.
It's okay. And after you do that, will you provide the given time and date, or the customer will just receive a call?
Yes, I'm going to try my best to, like, get it scheduled tomorrow or, you know, as soon as possible because it is a leak.
Yeah, he said. Because he actually said that if it's possible today.
Yeah, we don't want no water damage or anything like that. Let's see. Just about done here. I'm just waiting on it to create the shipment and notate that.
It's okay, just take your time. We'll just wait here. Okay, and I have it, service call created. Let's see. Okay, and
All right, I'm going to send an email over to the service provider. Let me get that started to let them know. That's the order number there. Yeah, let me make sure I've notated them. All right, so I'm sending an email over to the technician's office, because it's pushing it to the 16th of June. So it's going to give them a heads up, and they'll get the customer worked in. So give me one moment.
Okay.
All right, ma'am. I have that email sent over to the service provider's office. We have a service call created for the customer as well. And I'm going to notate this same thing on the order.
Mm-hmm. And so the customer will just receive a call from the installer's department?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you happen to have the estimate, time and date wherein they will call him? Is it today or tomorrow?
I'm not sure if it's going to be this late in the day. They may receiving the email. So it's a possibility they will contact the customer.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'll let him know about that one then. So the phone number that you've put in for the best contact number is the phone number that ended with 4381, right?
Yes, the 516-822-4381.
Okay. Are you done already?
Yes, ma'am. The service call has been completed. I have emailed the service provider's office for the customer. Is there anything else I could help you with?
No, that's all. Thank you so much for your help and for your time.
My pleasure.
Yes, stay safe and you do have a great day.
You as well, ma'am. Thanks for calling XBO and have a good day.